Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Redestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It was not an aesthetically pleasing football game as far as the point totals. More of a slobber knocker in the AFC South. I don't know if you saw the game or not. It was on Fox. You're supposed to watch when these games are on Fox. But if you missed it, Deshaun Watson had a couple of touchdown passes, and DeAndre Hopkins left wide open at times in the middle of the Colts defense. And those two teamed up a couple of times. But 298 yards there for Watson. More on that in a minute. The Texans beat the Colts 20-17. And they take over sole possession of first place in the division. And they are the number 3 seed in the AFC. But that only tells you part of the story, because we had a brouhaha late in the game. Less than 2 minutes to go in the game. You kept watching to the very end, the bitter end. Late in the fourth quarter, Deshaun Watson attempting to run on a second down to move the chains and essentially seal the game for the Texans. Fumble! He fumbled the ball. What? The ball was gone. He fumbled the ball. And it appeared, according to the Fox broadcast, that we didn't know who had recovered the damn ball. And it was only a 3-point game. Certainly an opportunity for the Colts to get the ball back and run the ball a few times because they couldn't throw and get into field goal range. Because I believe he was at, Watson was around, I want to say like the 40-yard line of the Colts. You're not that far away from field goal range, although you do have Adam Vinatieri. who is older than Methuselah as the kicker there for the Colts. But anyway, so the controversy is Watson clearly fumbled. No doubt about that. It was unclear who had recovered the ball. And then the referee, Ron Torbert, whoever that is, Torbert, not Kubert.
Who?
Not Kubert, Torbert. He ruled that the
Never
play,
heard of him.
The fumble was recovered by the Texans, but a review was not conducted. So end of story, not so fast. Moments after the game ended, the Colts linebacker, Darius Leonard, started yelling at reporters, "That was a fumble, I had it." The Colt linebacker said that he had the fumble. Well, anyway, two plays later, Houston ran out the clock. They were up by three. Whistle goes off, end of game, and that is a win for Houston. So essentially the referees pushed the Texans across the finish line. It must be a Houston thing. It must be a Houston thing. There's some kind of nonsense that goes on with these Houston sports teams. But the better story isn't the losing locker room. We'll get back to the Texans in a minute, but the better story isn't the losing locker room. And I'll be the grown-up in the room here. I will be the one that will tell you what other people will not tell you. Do the Colts have a Jacoby Brissett problem? Do they have a quarterback problem? You saw the game. I don't know how you could come to a conclusion they don't have a quarterback problem. 100%. 100%. Now, my thoughts, you've got the fake-out opening, misleading, and the deluxe apartment. And we will tie all these things together. Now, A, Jacoby Brissett. All right, Jacoby Brissett needed to step up in this situation. It handicapped the game yesterday on the show, and I did take the Colts. I'm not, and they covered the numbers, so it's not like I'm bitter and I have sour grapes because I didn't win the bet. I won the bet, but Brissett failed to cover his duty. He was a clear mistake. It was a bad performance. He didn't answer the bell. He was the weak link for the Indianapolis Colts offensively. The Indy defense, while it wasn't perfect, they did give up a bunch of big plays, but only 20 points. And if you say going into Houston, the Texans will only score 20 points, you think the Colts, that's a manageable number. You can win that game if the Texans only score 20 points. And that's exactly what had happened. And without Marlon Mack, their star running back, fifth in the NFL in rushing, gone with a broken hand, the Indy running game was marvelous. It was outstanding. Some guy named Jonathan Williams rumbled and stumbled for 104 yards and a touchdown. I don't know, Jonathan Williams. There was some other little scat back from North Carolina, I guess. North Carolina State, I never even heard of the guy. He ran well. Altogether, the big fat guys up front, the guys that were doing the keg stand the previous game, the offensive lineman for the Colts, they pushed around the Texans' defensive line. And it didn't matter because Jacoby Brissett did not carry the water up the hill. After a fast start this year, he did play well at the beginning of the year. We have seen now diminishing returns. It's almost like the NFL defensive coordinators have figured out how to stop Jacoby Brissett. Tell me I'm wrong. Let's go to the stats here, and we'll give you the numbers, because it certainly appears that the Colts have now been hornswoggled. And there's a term for this. It's called the fake-out opening. The fake-out opening. Now, do you know that the fake-out opening, what that is? All right, so the fake-out opening is the quick start, the great opening act, if you will, where you look great, you're wonderful, and then turns out to be a mirage. And you're not that good. You just had some beginner's luck, right? We see this a lot with coaches that get off the good starts and then eventually they fall apart. Teams sometimes come out of the gates wonderful. Yeah, a voice in my head said Matt Cassel, who played well with the Patriots and then went around not so good. But this happens a lot. So the term for that is the fake-out opening. And it looks like Indianapolis is now dealing with that in regard to Jacoby Brissett. First seven games, Jacoby Brissett had 14 touchdowns and three interceptions. First seven games this year, 14 touchdowns, three interceptions. The last four games, now Brissett did get hurt in one of them. That's fair. He did get hurt. But the last four games he's started, one touchdown, one interception for Brissett. Now, I don't think you have to be an NFL savant to know that ain't going to get it done. Brissett the best the Colts could hope for is that he's a game manager. But on this night, he was not even a good decoy. And right now, I'm going to call it like it is, Jacoby Brissett is a liability. If you are going against Indianapolis, you don't game plan for Jacoby Brissett. You have to stop the big fat offensive lineman from blocking you and all that, slow down the running game, because Brissett appears to be incapable at this point of beating you. And the Colts are a one-dimensional offensive team. They have been bogged down now these recent games by the lack of the ability to pass. Now, the Colts as a whole are in a rough spot. More on that in a minute. I want to go over to the Texans, though, because part B of this. Now, the Texans, they're getting a lot of love. People are fawning over the Texans for this. I don't get it. I don't believe they got any style points. I was not impressed. Now, Deshaun Watson did have a stat line where you look at it, and if you didn't watch the game, you'd be like, wow, that was really good. That was really good. He had 298 yards, averaged 9.9 yards per attempt. He had a couple of touchdowns, an interception, passer rating over 100. The uneducated football fan is going to say that was a rock-solid performance. Wrong. Wrong. Because you got to look at the game in context. There were several breakdowns by the Colts. All those big chunk plays did not translate to many points. Do you know that Deshaun Watson, 47% of his passing yards in this game came on four plays? Four plays? He picked up 140 passing yards on breakdowns in the Colts defense. So what I'm trying to tell you is the numbers were misleading outside of those four throws, which were fine. They were great. He found the open guy deep in the Colts secondary. But outside of those four throws, the rest of the game, the other throws in the game, Deshaun Watson was 15 of 26 for 158 yards in the game, averaged 6 yards per attempt, no touchdowns and interception. He had a passer rating of 59.4 outside of those four throws. So tell me that's good. I was not impressed with Houston. They couldn't even cover the spread at home, which, again, is good for me, but still demoralizing against a Colts team that had been ravaged by injury. And T.Y. Hilton, the dropsies there, he didn't play a very good game. But like all Houston teams, they did need a little help. No bang, bang, or whistle like the Astros, but they got the Zebras to not go to the replay. They didn't go to the replay. If they had gone to the replay, it could have been Colts football on instant replay. Yeah, I think that was A.J. Hinch who was actually at the game there. He was in the crowd supporting the Texans. All right, last word here. So in terms of the playoff picture, the Texans now have moved into the number three seed in the AFC. The loss for Indy, in many ways, devastating, at least for now, because the Colts are out of playoffs, playoff contention. Let's hear from Frank Reich, the coach of the Colts, on a really shaky night in Houston.
There's still plenty of football left. You know, we're far from out of this thing. Obviously, it was a good opportunity for us to take sole possession and then have a sweep on Houston. It didn't work out that way. And then, you know, we have some other AFC losses, so that wouldn't look good. But there's five games left. And so the message is our focus is win the next one. It's all that matters. 1-0. Win the next game.
Well, I've watched football for a long time. I have never heard that philosophy. That is revolutionary. Have you ever heard that? Just win the next game? I mean, that's amazing. I mean, Frank Reich, kids. There he is, Frank Reich, the coach of the Colts. He says we got a lot of football left. You realize that there's only 16 games. The Colts have now played 11 games. So they've played 70% essentially of their schedule. But according to Frank Reich, there's a lot of football left to be played. A lot of football. We got a lot of football left to be played in this game. Yeah, okay. Now, the beneficiary for the moment,
the greatness of the Raiders,
John Gruden. He is moving up to the east side to a deluxe apartment in the sky. I learned that watching a sitcom back in the 70s, which means you can now bump the Oakland Raiders into sole possession of the number six seed. There are two things that are true in life. If the playoffs started next week, the NFL would lose a ton of money, and the greatness of the Raiders, their final year in the Bay Area, will go as a playoff appearance. The Raiders would open up wild card weekend in Houston against Deshaun Watson and the Texans. That would be the matchup. We've seen Raiders and Texans in the playoffs before. One of the great quarterback matchups of all time. Unless it wasn't. So, all right, so the Raiders are in. Colts are out. What's left? The Colts still have to play the Titans at home. They're at Tampa, at New Orleans. They got Carolina and Jacksonville on the road. So the way I look at this, outside of Jacoby Brissett seeing a witch doctor and figuring this out, or a good therapist, this looks like a 500 team. This looks like the Colts will win a couple. They'll probably lose to the Titans, I would think, the way they're going with the passing game. They'll beat the Buccaneers because Winston will throw a bunch of interceptions. They'll lose to the Saints. They'll probably beat the Panthers, and then they'll lose to Jacksonville, and they'll end up at 8-8 on the year. Now, to be honest, I don't trust the Texans either. And Houston's capable of losing to any of the teams left on the schedule. They still have to play the Patriots next week. They've got the Broncos, which you would think would be a win. At Tennessee, they got the Titans at home and also the Buccaneers mixed in there. And so if I'm going to go back to Brissett, though, because if he continues to regress, the Colts have to. It's a mandate. They've got to look elsewhere. Now, they're not going to have that high a draft pick to get a quarterback. So they're in a situation where it's not like they're – you look at – well, we can't really tank because, you know, it's too late in the game to tank, and you shouldn't do that anyway. I despise that. I hate it. But the Indianapolis Colts, if you're looking ahead at the NFL draft, because who doesn't look ahead, the Colts would have the 19th pick in the draft. That's not high enough to get one of those quarterbacks. But either way, Jacoby Brissett is looking like a temp, not a full-time guy that you hitch your wagon to. That is the case. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We will take your phone calls. You know the number. You can join the conversation. If you don't know the number, do not call. We got plenty of content. You know, I don't need you to call up and just bore the hell out of us. I don't need that at all. But if you're interesting, if you're exciting, if you're stimulating, if you're fascinating, and all that, and you have something to say, then you're more than welcome to call. It's a call-in show. I don't have any guests on the show. We don't. Although we might have someone hang with us next week. There's an old friend that might be coming back in studio next week to hang with. But that's something different. We don't have...
How old?
Not a guest. I'm not giving his age. Huh?
Well, not his age. I mean, in terms of the show.
Someone we've had in here before might come back again. So I don't... we'll find out. I was... texting this particular person, and they were interested in coming in.
Have I met them?
You have met them. Yeah. But I'm not going to say it because it might not happen. Get people's hopes up.
Okay.
No. But all I know is when we have somebody hanging out with us, one less Maller monologue. So. I don't have to worry about a Maller monologue. I can just talk. Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We begin with controversy. And they waited an extra day, but the Cleveland Browns, they being the NFL, the Cleveland Browns defensive end, Myles Garrett, his bid for a change in that indefinite suspension. Did it succeed? Unsuccessful. Just like most Cleveland Browns, unsuccessful. So I don't know if you follow this. We talked about it briefly last hour, but you might have missed it. The NFL upheld the suspension of Garrett, meaning he ain't coming back anytime soon to Northern Ohio. The big revelation came from Jason. I want to call Miles Jason. Myles Garrett. The defensive end there, he claimed the reason he attempted to decapitate and take the head off there, Mason Rudolph, was that the Steeler quarterback used a racial slur in the heat of the exchange.
Racist.
That was his defense. It got well publicized. That defense ended up everywhere. There were people investigating this, trying to get to the bottom of it. It obviously didn't work. The question, what did you make, though, of Myles Garrett and his appeal attempt going down that highway, going down that road? What did you make of that? Now, my observations, you've got the Twinkie, 1960s rock and roll, and Smollett. And we will combine all these things and lock them together. Now, number one. In terms of the appeal, Myles Garrett had no case. We knew he had no case. Anybody with half a brain and an IQ above 40 knew that he had no case based on the video. As Rasheed Wallace said, video don't lie. It does not lie. And Myles Garrett cranked things up several notches and is lucky he did not turn Mason Rudolph's brains into mashed potatoes, because he certainly could have done that. He snapped. And now, to be fair, Mason Rudolph snapped, and then Jason Garrett's like, "Hey, hold my beer. There you go. I would like to have my own moment here." This had all the key ingredients of a criminal matter. And now there are whispers around the NFL that some around Mason Rudolph wanted to take this to the court system. But ultimately, they were talked out of it by officials with the Steelers and the NFL that that would not be a good idea, that if Mason Rudolph had taken up some kind of legal action against Myles Garrett and the Browns, that would have caused him more damage as far as his reputation in the NFL, his standing in the NFL, than any kind of monetary settlement he would have gotten from Mason Rudolph. I take that for what it's worth. That's the word on the street. The streets like to talk. Now, the second thing here, in terms of Myles Garrett playing the race card, as a guy I used to work with would say, from the bottom of the deck. He pulled out the race card from the bottom of the deck. Right? This was telegraphed. Now, the night this happened, we did Zapruder film-style coverage. Zapruder film-style coverage. We're on the night after the Pittsburgh-Cleveland game, that Thursday night football game. And when he bushwhacked the Steeler quarterback, right after that rhubarb, someone from Myles Garrett camp leaked that this was a possibility. There was something that was said. They leaked this out that this was a possibility. Now, Fox's Jay Glazer implied that had Myles done that canceled interview with Fox over the weekend, he would have revealed there was a racial slur. That was going to be his statement in the interview. That was going to be the big bombshell in that interview that was canceled at the last minute on counsel from the Cleveland Browns. Now, I have a theory here. My theory is if Myles Garrett had done that appearance on Fox and said, hey, this guy said a racist word, you would have had Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton outside NFL headquarters, outside the Steelers facility protest. I don't know. Who's like, Jesse Jackson's got some health problems, and Al Sharpton's like, he weighs like 120 pounds now on TV every once in a while. Who's replaced those guys? Is there someone that's replaced them when there's a big event, like, and they need people to protest? I don't know. I don't know who the new people are, but I guess they're still around. Jesse Jackson, who friends with Mike North, who used to work here at Fox Sports Radio. Very odd friendship.
Johnny Cochran?
Johnny Cochran, unavailable. Unavailable, unfortunately. So it turns out that this position by Garrett was essentially his version of the Twinkie defense. Right? I mean, how else can you say it? I mean, those words from Mason Rudolph that are alleged, supposedly he's saying, were the cause of Garrett having on-field neurosis. And so Garrett had an episode as he had turned into the Incredible Hulk. He had superhuman strength and became a towering rage as he brought down Thor's hammer. And for a few seconds, he was mentally deranged on the field. I think we can agree on that. But then the racial slur defense obviously backfired. Now, why is that? It backfired because there is no there, as they say in the political game. There's no corroborating evidence. There's no evidence to back up his claims. The NFL claims they did their due diligence, and they could not find any credible evidence to back up those claims. Now, we are told that no individual player was mic'd up by NFL Films for the Steelers-Browns game. Still the fallout from, I think I'm seeing ghosts, from Sam Darnold. Back in the day. So that Thursday night brouhaha, there were no microphones, and it appears, based on the fact that the NFL said they could find no corroborating evidence, that no player on the field, either for the Browns or the Steelers, came forward to say, hey, I heard the N-bomb. Because it had to be the N-bomb, right? What other word would it be? It had to be the N-bomb. Could it have been another word? It had to be the N-word, right? Yeah, I mean, I can't think of anything else. Anyway, so the NFL said, they didn't find anything. There was no phantom racial slur. Nobody heard it. And had Rudolph used the word, let's use some common sense.
Huh? Racist.
Let's use the word. Had Rudolph said that word, the magical, powerful word, which I believe is said all the time in NFL locker rooms. I think it is. But anyway, let's just say he had happened to say that in the heat of the moment. Isn't common sense that some guys on the Steelers would have been bothered by that? Like, for example, Marquise Pouncey. Very woke, Marquise Pouncey. You think he would have been okay with it? Maybe he would have been. I would say probably not. So the NFL went further. They said they found no such evidence of a rogue racial slur dropped in the middle of that incident. Mason Rudolph vehemently denied the accusation, as you would expect, and says he didn't say anything to provoke Myles Garrett or escalate the situation. His attorney went even further, calling Myles Garrett a liar and desperate. It's from the attorney of the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He says that Garrett, I think this is right, was trying to mitigate his suspension. He suggested prior to the hearing there, and he pointed out that that was absent in the apology published by the Browns and adopted by Garrett. So the malicious use of, according to the lawyer, of the wild and unfounded allegation is an assault on Mason's integrity, which is far worse, according to the attorney, than the physical assault witnessed on Thursday. The attorney had one more line. He said, this is a reckless and shameful situation there, and we will have no further comment, close quote. In other words, this all died on the vine for Myles Garrett. And as our friend Cowboy in Windsor would say, if Myles Garrett was a 1960s rock and roll song, he would be Bobby Fuller's I Fought the Law and the Law Won. That would be the song for Myles Garrett. Now, the final point here. So Garrett managed to do the impossible in this appeal. This was a Hail Mary situation. You're down by 6 points. There's 2 seconds on the clock. You've got the ball at the 35-yard line. You chuck it down into the end zone on the Hail Mary and hope that somebody catches. That's what this is. And he managed, though, to make himself look like more of a donkey during the appeal. Right, the guy is already public enemy number one for this assault, in the eyes of many, assault with a deadly weapon. And now, instead of just stopping with that, he's gone full Jussie Smollett in the NFL. I don't think he will be able to continue his acting career on Empire. I think they'll have to get rid of him there on the show Empire. But he made false accusations. At least Garrett did not, I will give him credit for this, he didn't choreograph the whole thing like Jussie Smollett did in Chicago. But either way, I don't feel sorry for Garrett. He snapped, and Garrett issued a statement implying that he was annoyed that this got public, the claims he played the race card in his appeal process.
Racist.
He said it was a private matter. He didn't think that this was for public consumption. He also says, Myles Garrett, that he, quote, knows what he heard. He said that was the quote. I know what I heard is what he said. Too bad, so sad. That's what I say. Too bad, so sad. This is what happens when you lose your composure in a high-profile situation. Myles Garrett, we said it the night it happened, for the rest of his career, he can be Mother Teresa, but for many people, he has been defined by that night. That's how it works in life. That's why you avoid those situations, because you end up getting branded like the arch villain of football. That's how it works. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. As we press on, we'll get back to the phone calls here. We're also available on Twitter, at Ben Maller, if you want, at Ben Maller. Now, I found some audio that we're going to play next hour. I'm very excited about. And it's old audio, but it has a whole new meaning. It has a whole new meaning now, and we'll get to that coming up later. I was just fired up. I was telling Roberto, I said, wow, this is really good. This is good fun. Yeah. It might relate to that. Yeah. Words matter, and they especially matter in context, when you have some context. Because initially something was said that was not all that shocking or anything like that. But now looking back, now what we know, looking back at what happened, you're like, whoa, wow, whammo. Yeah, just like that. Let's go to the phones. And a woman who gave me singing lessons for the autumn wind, Rachel in Montebello. Hello, Rachel.
Sweet Lord and good gracious Ben Maller, are you healthy, my friend?
I'm alive, I am somewhat well, and I am on the recovery train.
Dilly dilly.
Choo choo.
Yeah. Ben, what right. An honor to get to call into your show on Sports Talk Radio. What a week in sports. Ben,
yeah.
Congratulations to Roberto's Raiders wild card slot.
Now, are you a Raider fan, Rachel?
Well, I'm rooting for Roberto's team. Yeah. I mean, after all, they've really come far. I didn't really expect them to be that good.
Yeah.
Congratulations and belated birthday wishes to Coop.
That's right. Coop had his birthday. It's his birthday week. He's still celebrating his birthday.
And also Anthony of Anaheim and Lauren's baby.
Yeah, we got a
Mason.
New.
Congratulations.
Wow. Look, you took notes here. Right? Did you see the photo of Mason? Cute little baby Mason.
Oh,
yeah.
The newest member of the Mahler Militia. Yeah. I am very, very proud to say.
I think you might have a burner account on Twitter, Rachel.
Well,
I think you might have a burner account on Twitter, don't you? Yeah.
Could be.
Could be. Yeah.
And also, Ben, shout out to the Clippers. What a game. Kawhi and Paul George will get into it this season as progressive. How about Patrick Beverley?
Oh, the junkyard dog, Patrick Beverley. He's got grit. He's a pest. The man's annoying to the other team, but when he's on your team, you love him. You love the guy.
And lastly, Ben,
yeah.
It's your mission, if you care to engage in it, to make some sense of the Dodgers and Astros 2017 World Series cheating scandal.
Yes.
Well, what will Rob Manfred do?
Well, he'll probably screw it up, but I will give him more advice. I am here to give counsel to Rob Manfred. I am a one-man think tank in the middle of the night, so I will give my wisdom to Rob Manfred coming up next
dilly
hour.
Dilly Dilly.
Yeah, it'll be Dilly Dilly. Dilly 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 Dilly.
And lastly, Ben,
yes?
You know, Miles Garrett, of the Brownies, Hail Mary defense. I wonder if it was a Browns PR position move.
No, that's not something I believe the Browns PR department endorses. They want to distance themselves
racist.
From that. They don't like that. People get very uncomfortable when
racist.
You hear certain words, and certainly PR people, as you know, Rachel, that's bad PR. People don't like that.
Well, no, I mean dumbing up after the game and not saying anything.
Oh, well, that part of it, yeah. The Browns put the kibosh on the Jay Glazer. I think it's pretty obvious.
I think possibly
obvious.
They just wanted to kind of make it a little bit less obvious than it was. I feel for the guy. You know, it's a lot of money. What, $1 million?
Yeah, it's a lot.
That he'll be losing for the rest of the year?
I got more than him. You know, I'm all right, you know.
Oh, you're fine.
Unless I'm not. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Rachel. Have
thank
a wonderful
you,
weekend. There she goes.
Have
lovely, lovely Rachel and Montebello. No singing from Rachel. Huh. Interesting.
Thank you, Ben and Eddie Coop and Berto's Drops.
Yeah.
Good morning, NFL Football America.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Coop Dalu.
Ben, it's not good news for the NBA when it comes to television ratings. Most of the games on both ESPN and TNT have seen a decline from last year, and already 9 of the games have failed to reach 1 million viewers. What's going on, Ben?
Well, A, it's a small sample size, but the TV sports business in general, attendance, just sports in general, the attendance is going down across the board in sports leagues. The TV ratings, there is a rapid decline for some sports. It's not as pronounced as in other sports, but the numbers are going down. Some people have shifted over to streaming sites to watch the games, which doesn't count for the television ratings. That's actually what I do. I watch pretty much all the games. I have streaming services, and that's how I get the games. Others have completely lost interest. There's a lot of people that have just moved on to other things, and there's a lot of entertainment options and all that. But here's the problem. If your product is not great, you've got 67 million other things that you can do. Right, now, I am a captive audience. I got to do a four-hour show every night, so I watch a lot of sports. But if I didn't have this job, I probably would not watch as much because I'd select the great games and I wouldn't have to watch the crap. B, the NBA, what they really need here, and this could be an aha moment, an awakening, with the load management. That is the Komodo dragon in the room. They are trying to convince working stiffs to spend time watching these NBA games, and you know, they spend 60 hours a week working, and then you got to come home and watch a sport where the top 1% of players need healthy days off. They're healthy scratches in the NBA. It's nauseating. It's a disconnect. Now, when Kawhi is out with load management, I am not hanging on every second of the games. I'm not. Friday night, the Rockets and Clippers play. I'm excited about the game, but if Kawhi doesn't play, I might go watch a documentary. I might, because they're not going to win that game. All right, next.
Speaking of load management, Ben, yeah. Derrick Rose spoke with the media earlier this week and said that if load management had been around earlier, that he'd still be on the Bulls.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah, his nose grew like Pinocchio when he said that, Koopaloop. He was like the famous character Pinocchio. But number one, this is wishful thinking. All right, Derrick Rose, he was given the curse of bad knees. He has bum knees. So outside of only playing like in the playoffs, there's no amount of load management that would have saved him from genetics, right? It was bound to happen sooner than later. And so Derrick Rose has been the definition of injury prone. Number two, Rose and these other players spreading the load management ideology. They're in a cult. They are praying to the false god. Look at his airness. Michael Jordan played 82 games, 9 of his 15 seasons. It was a different era. He played all 82 games at age 39 with the Wizards, Michael Jordan. Did not seem to affect his performance. It's mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. But I don't believe Derrick Rose. Next!
On Wednesday, the Orlando Magic co-founder, Pat Williams, launched a campaign to bring Major League Baseball to Orlando.
Yeah.
Now, he pointed to both the Magic and Major League Soccer's Orlando City Lions, their success as reasons why baseball would do well there. He also said the nickname would be the Orlando Dreamers. Could you see this happening, Ben, or is it more like the Orlando Pipe Dreamers?
Oh, I see. Well, you're a pipe dreamer, Koopaloop, so you would know about that. But first of all, listen, I love Pat Williams. I've interviewed the man before. He's got a lot of good quips, funny one-liners there. He was a very entertaining character in his NBA career as an executive. But he's got a better chance now at his advanced age with his health problems of beating James Harden one-on-one than convincing Major League Baseball to put a franchise in Orlando. And that logo looked like it was photoshopped off the... Do you see that logo? That was the worst logo
ever.
It was
clip art from Word, 97.
Oh, my God. God, it was so embarrassing. And say, the problem is, baseball looks at the two black sheep of baseball are Tampa Bay and Miami, right? Nobody's going to those games.
Racist.
They're going to put another team in Florida? No chance. All right, there it is. How do we do, Koopaloop?
Benny passes it.
That is a winner! Put it on the board!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lame week.
Lame week who? It's Big Ben's Lame Joke of the Week.
That it is, Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week, each and every Friday morning at about this time. Under the cover of darkness, and our bosses are fast asleep. We give you Big Ben's Lame Jokes. These are jokes sent in by actual listeners, salt of the earth, hardworking people, all kinds of jobs. These guys work in factories. They work construction. You name it. Hard work. Truck drivers send these jokes in, and just regular people. Because everyone's funny. Everyone thinks they're funny. One guy that definitely thinks he's funny is Weed Man Hippie. Hello, Weed Man!
Look at the look on Araldo's 105 Chapman's face when Jose Altuve knew that he was getting an 84-mile-an-hour changeup and jumped on it. And look at the look on Chapman's face, how disgusted that he
well,
knew
didn't,
it.
Well, didn't he start laughing kind of like he thought?
He did. I remember that. Yeah. That's actually a good point.
It's known. It's so stupid. Why didn't they catch up to this before? No, man, I don't know what Chapman's doing throwing 84 miles an hour.
All right. But that's a good point. Weed Man actually made a... We better
good job, Weed Man.
We got to cancel the segment, Weed Man. You made your first good sports point ever. Unbelievable.
Nah, we don't need to cancel it.
All right, let's do it here. All right, well, you know the drill. I'll read the joke, bounce it off Eddie. He'll bounce it back to me. Coop's got some offensive jokes. Roberto can add jokes if he wants, but he plays these sound effects to tell you whether to laugh or not. Here we go. Did you hear that Floyd Mayweather lost his perfect record this week?
No, I did not hear that.
Yeah, he suffered a defeat at the hands of the alphabet. Well, that was from Bill. Bill from Iowa sent that one in. It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Paul Walker, a drunk driver on the 110 South, and Danica Patrick.
Oh, man.
What do they have in common?
Wow.
Yeah. Name three people that drive better than David Gascon. That's that's a cheap shot. That's Alex the Cynical who sent that one in. Which playing cards are the best dancers?
I have no idea.
Well, that would be the king and queen of clubs.
Boo!
I like that joke.
Weed Man liked it, so take it,
I
haters.
Like it.
There you go. All right, very good. It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Blair in Maine was reading a book about the history of glue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he couldn't put it down, Eddie. That was from Mike, who sent that one in from Ohio. Thank you, Mike, for that. All right, it's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Marcel in Brooklyn was arrested for illegally downloading downloading the entire Wikipedia.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he told the police he can explain everything now, so it's okay. All right, it's Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. These are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners like
not
yourself. The Bidens.
That is funny.
The Bidens are not serving turkey at Thanksgiving. How about that?
Oh, no? What, you know, what are they serving?
Yeah, they're serving chicken Kiev is what they're going to be serving this year. It's Eakin, Roseville, Minnesota. Well, what?
Everybody gets money.
This is a Cowboy John Brad. Yeah, see, you should go into politics, weed man, because then you know you'll get money for that. You know,
I just gave him $1.5 million.
All right, shut up. All right, stay focused. This is a Cowboy John Brad joke. What would you call Mick Jagger giving Roberto Duran a ride?
Mick Jagger giving Roberto Duran a ride.
This is from Cowboy John.
I don't know. What would you call that?
A Rolling Stone gathering no moss.
Oh my God. Boy, that is out of left field.
That is a pretty solid. That's good job by you, Cowboy. All right, how does Eddie Garcia rejuvenate his battery?
Oh, I know because it's me, but to share with the rest of the people.
Well, you sleep with a charger, Eddie. That's how you do it right there. There you go. The number one Charger fan. That's from Just Josh who sent that winning. What do O.J. Simpson and Coop have in common?
O.J. Simpson and Poop. What do they have in common?
Coop. No,
oh, Coop.
That's a different joke, Eddie.
O.J. Simpson and Coop. Yeah. Coopaloop. What do they have in common?
They both love the Broncos. They're big fans of the Broncos. To Eric in Iowa. What is Coop's favorite part of Thanksgiving?
I'm not sure. What is it?
He loves all the baking. He can't get enough of the fans. Eric in Iowa. There you go. Why did I bring David Gascon over for Thanksgiving last year?
I didn't know you did, but no, why did you do that?
Because my wife asked me to pick up a giant turkey on the way home.
Yes,
so
that makes sense.
That's Eric in Iowa. What is Cowboy in Windsor asking for Christmas?
Oh, God. I don't know. What is Cowboy asking for Christmas?
More celebrity deaths, of course. Oh, come on. Man. He needs content. Come on. He's doing the ghoul pool is what he's doing there. All right. Let's see here. Page down. Doctors have diagnosed blind Scott's lower back issue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they say it's the result of carrying the Ben Maller Show for the last 3 years. It's from Just Josh. What kind of car does a drag queen drive?
This would be the Flexus Mobile. Yeah. I don't know.
The Mandalorian would be the... All right, that's Just Josh. Charles Barkley is starting to write punchlines on his hands now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess women can finally take his jokes now from Barkley. Come on, that's from Kurt from Earth. I love Barkley. I get a kick out of Barkley.
I'm a fan as well.
Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. Golden State is so bad, Steve Kerr is going to have his players start wearing blindfolds, Eddie.
Is that right?
Yeah, that way they won't know when they're missing. It'll help team morale. It's Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. That was from Dave that sent that one in. Thank you, Dave. Why doesn't Cowboy Dan call when the Cowboys lose?
I don't know. Why is that?
Load management is why. That's Herman from Texas. Do you know why Colin Kaepernick was wearing the Kunta Kinte shirt the other day?
Racist.
No. Why was he wearing
that? That was the employee of the month at the Nike factory, so they had he had to wear that. So, Gary from Youngstown. Why didn't Bob Kraft accept Antonio Brown's apology?
I don't know. Why didn't he?
He listens better when the other person's on their knees, Eddie. He listens better there. That's Bill from Iowa. All right, we'll get to the rest of the jokes, as many as we can get to. It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Continuing next.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.